The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 15th, 1968, in Montreal, Canada.
अभ्युत्थानम् अधर्मस्य सदात्मानम् सृजाम्यहम्. In last night we have discussed that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He descends. What is the reason of His descending on these material platform, that we have partially discussed last night. That although He is the supreme authority of all energies, although He is unborn, although He is the Lord of all planets, or all creation, material creation and spiritual creation, He comes. Ajopi sannabhyatma bhutana nisharopi san prakritim samadhisthaya sambhavami atmamaya. He comes not being forced by the laws of material nature, but He comes out of His own energy. This point we have discussed last night. Now, the next point is, why does He come? That is explained in the next verse, that jada jada hi dharmasya glanihi. As soon as there is discrepancy in the matter of discharging occupational duty, I purposely translate the word dharma as occupational duty. Everyone has got occupational duty. Even the Bhagavatam also confirms it. Katattum hi vijasrashta varnasama vibhadasa sanushtitasya dharmasya. The same word, dharma, sanusthitasya, prescribed duty, sanusthitasya dharmasya, samusiddhi, the perfection. How you are perfected by discharging your occupational duty, how it is tested, that testing sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi. Your occupational duty will be perfect when samsiddhi paritosanam, when you satisfy the Supreme Lord by your occupational duty. That is her. Now let us consider what is our occupational duty. I purposely do not translate this word, dharma, as religion. Religion is imperfect conception of the word dharma. In the dictionary we find religion means a particular type of faith. But dharma does not mean that. Dharma means natural occupation. That is called dharma. I have several times explained this word, dharma, in this class. Just like a heat of the fire. Without heat, a fire has no meaning. Wherever there is fire, there is heat and light. Therefore, heat and light is the dharma or religion of man. That means fire cannot change its dharma. As this dharma, as you generally understand by the word faith, that you can change. Today I am Hindu, I can become tomorrow a Christian. You are Christian today, you can become, Hindu or Muslim tomorrow. So, this faith can be changed, but this dharma, as I explained, that natural sequence, natural occupation, or natural intimately connection, just like the fire, heat and light, this cannot be changed. Either the fire is in America, or the fire is in India, or the fire is in Russia. The heat and light is there. That is actually the God. Now here Krishna says that jada jada hi dharmasya jani bhavati bhav. As soon as there is discrepancy in the discharge of that natural sequence of the living entity, abhuttanam adharma. Abhuttanam means uprising of unnatural activity or unnatural occupation, which is not for him. Abhuttanam adharmasya tada, at that time, atmanam self, srijama. Srijamaha means I descend or appear. Now, this sequence of dharma is explained in the last paragraph, the last chapter, 67 verse of the 18th chapter. The Lord says that sarva dharman purityajya. You just give up all kinds of occupation and duty or religiosity. We have created all kinds of religious formula. The Krishna says that you give up all kinds of religious formula. But what is to be done? Sarva dharman purityajya mam ekam saranam raja. You just surrender unto me. That means that surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the real religion of believing in. Not that I like a particular type of faith, that is my religion. Religion means when one is trained how to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is called religion. And the Srimad Bhagavatam also is enunciation of the word dharma, that sabai punsa paro dharma. That is the best system of religion. Sabai punsa paro dharma. Jato bhakti adhukkaji. By which one is trained to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is best. Now you can select your own religion. Either you be a Hindu or Muslim or Mohammedan or Buddhist, whatever you like. Srimad Bhagavat does not stop you, but he gives you hint what is the purpose of religion. The purpose of religion is to develop your love of God. That is really. So here Krishna says that jada-jadahi dharmasya glani. As soon as there is decadence of people's love of God, that means when people become forgetful, almost forget, because at least some people remember that there is God. But generally in this age, they are forget. That is dharmasya glani. And by forgetting God, the people cannot be happy. That is all kind of a thought. People are thinking that the God is dead. We have no obligation to God. There is no God. This sort of thinking will never make the people happy. And actually, it is happening. They have become atheistic. The modern civilization is godless, but people are not happy. Therefore, God or His representative comes when people forget His relationship with God. So real religion is to understand what is our relationship with God, and then the relationship is as it is found in the Bhagavad Gita and confirmed by a great acharya like Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya immediately enunciates the constitutional position of the living entity. Sanatana Goswami inquired from him that, who am I? Why am I always in miserable condition? Three kinds of miserable condition. So, in answer to this question, who am I? Or who are these, all these living entities? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately answered that Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishnada. The real identity of the living entity is that he is eternally servant of God. We should not understand this word servant in the meaning of materialistic servant. To become servant of God is a great position. That is not ordinary position. Just like people try to get some government service. Government service. That is also servant, to become servant. Why? Or people try to get some service in some established firm, well-reputed business firm. Why? That service is comfortable, there is great profit in such kind of service. So, if people are satisfied by getting a government service or service in some good establishment, then just think over, if you become servant of God, then what is your position? Because God is the government of all gods. So, to become servant of God, we are servant of God constitutionally. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jive Sarupai Nitya Krishnada. But at the present moment, I am thinking that I am master. I am not master. This is called Maya. Actually, I am servant. But I am thinking master. Everyone is trying to lord it over the material nature according to his capacity. A controller, master, he is trying to be, but actually his position is servant. So when he forgets his servitorship, that is called dharmasya glani, discrepancy of his natural position. Dharmasya. Now another point of dharma is, as Vishnu, Baladev Vidyabhushan is describing here, is dharmasya viduktasya glani vinash. Now, this is ordinary sense of religion. Just like everyone has got some scripture. The Hindus, they have got Vedic scripture. The Muslims, they have got Quran. The Christians, they have got Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Similarly, there are many other religious sects. They have got their own scripture. So, Baladev Vidyabhushan says that Vedaktasya Dharmasya. Dharma means the rules and regulations as they are prescribed in the scripture. Just like state laws, there are some rules and regulations in the law book, in the statute book of the particular state. Similarly, dharma, another meaning of dharma is, it is the law of God. Maybe differently described in different countries according to different climatic conditions or situations. But in every religious scripture, the obedience to God is innocent. That is a fact. No scripture says that there is no God and you are independent. Either it is Bible or Quran or Vedas or even Buddhist literature, Buddhist scripture. Generally, according to Buddha philosophy, there is no soul, no God. But they have to obey Lord Buddha. So there is also God, because Lord Buddha is accepted by the Vedic literature. Just in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a great list of incarnation, and Buddha, Lord Buddha, is accepted as one of the incarnations who will appear, who would appear. It is the future state. Kikiteshu bhavishyat. Buddha namna anjana sutta. Kikiteshu bhavishyat. Now, bhavishyat means he will appear in future. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by that day 5,000 years ago. And Lord Buddha appeared about 2,600 years ago. Therefore, before the appearance of Lord Buddha, the Srimad Bhagavatam was written. This is called Shastra. Because there is accurate date and accurate calculation, everything is there. Buddha namna anjana sutta kikiteshu bhavishyat. That mother's name also given there, Anjanasu. And Kikiteshu means Gaya Pradesh. In India, there is a province called Bihar. In that province, there is a district, Gaya. In that district, Lord Buddha appeared. Lord appeared in Bihar province. He was Kshatriya, he was Hindu, and he propagated this religion of non-violent Buddhism. His specific propaganda was to stop animal killing. So, animal killing is recommended in the Vedic literature. Therefore, people wanted to give him Vedic evidences that in the Vedic literature, animal sacrifice is recommended under certain conditions. So how do you preach you are Hindu and you are followers of Vedas, why you are preaching non-violence? Therefore he had to give up Hindu religion. He said that I do not care for your Vedas. It is my propaganda to stop animal killing. So if you follow me, then you must stop animal killing. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. So later on, of course, Lord Buddha was patronized by great emperor Ashoka, and therefore practically all Indian population turned to be Buddhist, with few exceptions. Then Shankaracharya came and he preached this almost Buddhism. Lord Buddha preached that there is no God, there is no soul. His body is combination of matter, and if we dissolve this material combination, then there is no more perception of misery or happiness. That is Nirvana. That is his philosophy. But later on, Acharya Shankar, he appeared and he preached that Brahma Satta Jagan Mitha. This bodily combination is temporary or mitha. He says flatly that it is false. False means, suppose Vaishnava philosophy, they say temporary. Temporary or false, you can take on the same category. But Shankaracharya says that Brahma, that spirit soul, Brahma, that is reality. And this external feature of the Brahma, or the body, that is false. So anyway, here the point is that in any religion there is a conception of worshipping God or symbol of God. Even in Jain philosophy, they also worship Mahavir. And Buddha philosophy, they worship Lord Buddha. In India, there is Jainism. That is almost like Buddhism. They have got also exactly the same process of worship, temple they have got, big, nice, costly temples they have got. And they come to see, visit the temple, offer their worshipful offerings, flowers, fruits, everything, same thing. Similarly, in the temple of Gurudwara, Sikhs, they have got similar temples like the Hindus, and they also offer flowers, fruits, and sweetmeats, but they read their Granthasa. As you are reading Bhagavad Gita, they read Granthasa enunciated by Guru Nanak. So this temple worship or accepting some authority, either you accept Krishna or you accept Lord Jesus Christ or Jehovah or Lord Buddha or Guru Nanak, that is a different, kinds of faith. But this acceptance of authority is there in everywhere. Now, who is the highest authority? That we have to see by understanding Vedic literature, by our arguments, by our sense, by our understanding. But this acceptance of authority is there. So, dharmasya glani means when we defy authority, that is called discrepancy in the discharge of religiosity or occupational duty. Even in your office, even in the government, if you do not accept authority, there is chaos, there is revolution. So this sort of mentality is very dangerous. When one does not accept any authority, that is chaotic condition. So Lord Krishna says that dharmasya jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. So dharmasya glani bhavati means one sense, I have explained occupation and duty. Now, we have got our present position is in three status. What is that? In the gross status of our understanding, we take this gross body as myself. At that time, my dharma or occupation or duty is different. When I accept as mine as myself, then my occupation and duty becomes different. But when I understand that I am spirit soul, then my occupation and duty is different. Here, Krishna, because he is supreme soul, supreme personality of Godhead, he means that dharma or occupational duty on the spiritual platform. He does not mean dharma or occupational duty on the gross bodily platform or subtle mental platform. He means dharma, the occupational duty on the spiritual platform. And that is confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Bhas. That real constitutional position of the living entity, especially of the human being, is to accept servitorcy of Krishna. So, in other words, when there is discrepancy in the matter of Krishna consciousness, at that time Krishna comes. Krishna descends means sometimes he personally descends, sometimes he descends by his incarnation, sometimes he descends as a sound vibration, sometimes he descends as the body. There are many different categories of his descendants, and at the present moment, the Krishna has descended in his holy name. You should understand. Krishna Kalikale Naam Rupe Krishna Avata. This is the statement of Lord Chaitanya. That in this age of Kali, Krishna has descended in the sound vibration form. Sound is also one of the forms, just Omkar is the form of Krishna. Aksharanam Omkaroshni. Similarly, Krishna now, at the present moment, has descended in the form of his holy name. His name and he, there is no difference. So, why? Jada-jada hi dharma-sagrani bhavati bharata. People are now forgetting his relationship with God. Now, this incarnation of Krishna in the form of his holy name, this chanting of Krishna will deliver all people of the world from this forgetfulness. This is contributed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that Kalikale Nanrupe Krishna Vata. Yaha Haite Sarva Siddhi Haiveta. If you chant or if you associate with the chanting of holy name of Krishna, then you will get the highest perfectional stage of life, and we should accept that Krishna has descended at this present moment in the form of His holiness. Thank you. Any question?
Like Satyuga, for example, was the chanting of the name of Krishna effective? Or is there another method described as being more effective?
According to Srimad Bhagavatam, there are different processes in different ages, but each process is as good as in any age. It is not that the chanting of Hare Krishna is in this age very effective and it was not effective in the Satyuga. It is not like that. The real process is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kritija Dhyato Vishnu Tritayam Yajato Mahai Dapare Parichajayam Kalo Tad Hari Kirtana. Kalo Tad Hari Kirtana. It is not that people were not chanting in the Satya Yuga Satya Yuga, the holy name of Krishna. It is not that. But in this age, the process adopted in the Satya Yuga, dhyata, meditation, that is not possible. In the Satya Yuga, because people were living at that time 100,000 of years, and it is said that Mahamuni Valmiki, he meditated for 60,000 of years. So, unless you have got sufficient light, meaning is that meditation process is difficult and you must have sufficient time to practice it and then come to the standard point of meditation. But in this age, such kind of perfection in meditation is not possible. Therefore, in this age, especially recommended that you sit down together and chant Hare Krishna. It is very easy. Anyone and everyone can take part in it. There is no necessity of education or pre-qualification. And because in these days people are very slow, very unfortunate, badly associated, so many qualifications they have got at the present moment, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced, according to Shastra, according to the indication of the Shastra, just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in other Puranas and other Vedic scriptures, this is recommended. In Kali Santaram Upanishad, in Brahmanda Puran, in Vayu Puran, chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is recommended. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply introduced it as a great propaganda. That is. Otherwise, this is recommended in every age. There are many devotees who are chanting. But the process of meditation is not possible. Therefore, simply on the basis of this process, one can attain the highest perfection.
understand that the revelation given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the fullest revelation of spiritual knowledge. It's the fullest revelation of spiritual knowledge.
Yes, yes.
How come it's been the state of Kali? People in general are less intelligent than in this particular age they have received the fullest revelation of knowledge. Why not in the Kshatriya?
The fullest revelation of knowledge in Satyayuga, there was automatic end. People were so advanced, it's like gradually we are declining our memory, duration of age, so many facilities were declined. So in Satyayuga, people were by nature fortunate to have many facilities. So for this age, when we are in very fallen condition, these facilities offered so that we can take the same advantage as people in the Satyayuga had by other processes. They are not agreeing.
I just want to clarify the meaning of dharma. Dharma always means that which has to change.
That is real dharma. Just like the spirit soul is eternal, similarly, the spirit soul natural occupation is also eternal. That cannot be changed. But when the spirit soul identifies himself with this body and the mind, that is changed. Just like at the present moment, you have got American body. So your dharma or your occupational duty is different from another body. And the next life, if you change this body, you become, say, other animal or human being. Then your occupation and duty changes. But if you stick up to the spiritual platform, then that service more of to the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never change, either in this body or next body. Manasthanam sastresh prasiddhyatati siddhaya jatatamapi siddhanam kashtit vetti mam sattvava. Lord Krishna says that out of many, many thousands of people, one becomes interested in perfection of life. And out of many, many thousands of persons who have attained perfection, they can understand Krishna. So Krishna understanding is also very difficult. Krishna is personally explaining himself, his devotees are presenting Krishna consciousness movement in the right manner, but people are unfortunate. But it is our duty to canvass. That is our business. Either they may accept or not accept, it is our duty. Just like in the university, sometimes some particular class is maintained, even at a law. So there is no question of loss and gain. It is our duty to serve Krishna, therefore we shall go on trying for it to distribute Krishna consciousness. Question. to that?
Subhadra
is the sister of Krishna, and she is incarnation of Durga.
Yes.
In one sense, she is also a spiritual world, because she is energy of Krishna. So, Krishna's energy is also eternal. So, wherever Krishna is there, his energy is there. But her activities are in the material world. Just like a king is there and he has got all kinds of officers with him, but some officer is engaged in the government house. Other officers, they are engaged outside the government house. The officers who have got engagement outside the government house, they may be sitting with Krishna, maybe sitting with the governor or the king, but he has no business within the government house. In the government house there is particular secretary, particular man in charge. Similarly, in the spiritual world, the energy which is working, that is called yogma. And in the material world, the energy which is working, that is called mahama. So Subhadra, Vishnu Shakti Parapropta. Actually, Krishna's energy is spiritual, that is not material. Just try to understand that there is department of welfare and this department of police. It does not mean that welfare department is very favorable to the government and police department is not favorable. Do you think it is like that? For the government, both the departments are equal. Let's try to understand. So, the material energy is working in a different way. That does not mean that material energy is not liked by Krishna. It has got the same importance as the spiritual energy. But the material energy is engaged in a thankless task for punishing the conditioned soul, just like the police department. So for Krishna, there is no difference between material energy or spiritual energy. For Krishna, it is all the same. Because he has got one energy, just like electricity. Somewhere it is working for cooling purpose, and somewhere it is working for heating purpose. But the generation of electric from the electric powerhouse, the energy is the same, electric. Similarly, Krishna's energy is always spiritual. There is no difference between his energy and his heat. But it is acting in a different way. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. Vividhaiva Sriyate. Parasya Shakti, the Supreme Lord, he has got energy. The energy is one. Similarly, he is in some of the Puranas, it is described that Durga is also Radharani. In the Brahma Sangita, you will find it. Have you read it? Yes. So far energy is concerned, it is always spiritual. But it is acting in a different way, in a different field of activity. Is it clear? Not clear, you say? What is the difficulty of understanding? The energy is one. Krishna's energy is one. Krishna Shakti Parapatita. So, in relationship to Krishna, there is no distinction of energy. But for our understanding, we can take that it is working sometimes in inferior qualitative form, just like in this material world, and sometimes it is working in superior qualitative form in the spiritual world. The same thing, that electric energy sometimes working for cooling, sometimes working for heating. But to the engineer of electric energy, who is generating, for him there is no such distinction. But those who are using it, they are thinking it is hot, it is cool. The energy is the same. Try to understand in this way. Krishna's energy, he cannot, distribute any inferior energy, because he is not inferior, he is always superior, spiritual. Therefore, his energy is always spiritual. But it is working for different purposes. The material energy, I shall give you another example. Just like in the street light, there is a red light and green light and yellow light. The yellow light is seen sometimes, but either the red light or the green light is always. But it is working under the same electric energy. Sometimes it is appearing green, sometimes appearing yellow, sometimes in red. But on the background, the same energy. Now by red light you have to stop, by green light you can start. Your activity becomes different, by different light. But the light is acting by the same energy. The Bhagavad Gita has also said that maya dhakshena prakriti shvete sa characharam. And the Brahma Sangita also says, Shai vajastam bhuvanani vivakti durga. He is also acting under Krishna's direction. So how he can be inferior? Just like the criminals, they are thinking that this police department is inferior or very botherish. It is in relation with me. But police department is not an inferior department of God. It has to act like that. Similarly, material energy has to act to bewilder the living entity. That is under the direction of Krishna. We living entity under the material energy, we wanted to lord it over the material nature. So Krishna has given, has facilitated your life. You try to, because you cannot lord it over. This is false. But I have got the tendency to lord it over the material nature. So he is giving me the chance. But actually I cannot. Jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav. Now, in the modern trend of civilization, we are trying to control over the material nature. But actually we are being defeated. We try to control one law and we are being defeated by another law. There were great scientists like Professor Einstein. They thought defeated. that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parabhavastavadavodajat. So long we are in ignorance how these laws of nature are working under the supreme direction. So our study of all these material nature's laws is defeat. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When we understand, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the maya dakshena prakriti svyati vishatara. So, that is the real understanding. To understand the lawmaker, not to be stuck with wonder with the activities of the law. Vaishnavas, they are concerned with the background lawmaker. And if you know the lawmaker, then automatically you know the laws, how they are acting. Just mean vijnate, sarvam evam vijnatam bhavanti, the Bhagavad Gita has said. So when we understand Krishna in perfection, we can understand how his energy and then different energies are working to deliver it to us. And because all energies are working under the direction of Krishna, because it is in touch with Krishna, therefore nothing is inferior or material, everything is spiritual. And a higher platform, therefore one can understand sarvam kalidam brahma. Whatever is active, in the Vishnu Purana also the same thing is confirmed. Parasya brahmana shakti jayedam akhilam jagat. Whatever we are experiencing, that is simply action and reaction of the different energy of the Supreme Lord. Parasya brahmana shakti jayedam akhilam jagat. So, when we understand Krishna perfectly, then this distinction of superior inferior will disappear. Just like some fruit you have purchased from the market, and some you are eating, so it is called inferior energy. The same fruit you offer to Krishna is, which is called superior energy. Now how the same fruit becomes immediately from inferior condition to superior? Because it is offered to Krishna. Do you follow? Because it is offered to Krishna, ordinary rice, one says it is bhat, by which they prasad. If a man may question, how it has become prasad? It is bhat, rice. No, because it is offered to Krishna, therefore it has changed its quality from inferior to superior. So anything engaged in the service of Krishna, it is superior. The higher sense, everything is serving Krishna. So those who are highly elevated, to understand, but that is not to be imitated. For them, there is no higher or lower or superior or inferior. Everything he sees in Krishna connection. That is very high stage of life, that's nothing is. Actually, when one is perfectly spiritually alert for him, there is no such distinction inferior or superior. Everything in connection with Krishna is superior.
Thank you.
Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the main principle. Who is acting? The person who is acting, if he is in Krishna consciousness, then whatever is acting, that is spiritual. Yes? That is Maya. When you start Maya, and then you get misery, just like a man who is serving in the prison house, he is also serving the government. But he is in misery. That is called Maya. He is also serving. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Da. When he is serving favorably, he is happy. When he is serving unfavorably or being forced, that is not what he is. That is Maya. He has to serve. That is his constitutional position. Either outside or inside. But he cannot but serve Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivesh Sarupa Nitya Krishna Da. He is eternally serving. Either he understands or not understands. He is servant. But when he is serving consciousness, then he is deriving the real profit. And that is Krishna consciousness. Now, yes.